Hi, and welcome to the 5-Minute Business Boost, where you get to choose your 5-Minute Investment. I'm your host, Sam Nix, and I'll be discussing topics under the headings of business development, marketing, photography, and much more. In today's episode, I'm talking about getting wrapped. My top 5 tips for effective vehicle signage. Now, every opportunity to advertise and build your brand is valuable. And one of the most effective yet often overlooked methods is vehicle signage. Whether you're a tradesperson, a service provider, or any small business owner, wrapping your vehicle with eye-catching informative signage can significantly boost your visibility and attract new clients or customers. So why does vehicle signage matter? Vehicle signage transforms your car, your van, your truck into a mobile billboard, allowing you to advertise your business wherever you go. This form of mobile advertising is a cost-effective and does reach a wide audience, including people who may not be reached through traditional advertising channels. It helps build brand recognition as potential customers see your branding consistently, reinforcing your business's presence in the community. Now, why do I know this? I have many clients, including the Moth, who is the man of the house, who had his vehicle wrapped many years ago, and overall it was the best decision in his marketing spend, and the return on investment has been incredible over the years. So, my top 5 tips for effective vehicle signage. Number 1 is brand consistency. Your vehicle signage should reflect your brand's identity. Use your brand's colours, fonts, and logo to maintain that consistent look. This consistency helps reinforce your brand every time somebody sees your vehicle, and then, of course, then logs onto your socials or your website. It's that consistency. You need to make sure if you've got a logo, it's prominently displayed and easily recognisable from a distance. Number 2, clear and concise messaging. Keep your message straightforward and easy to read. Passerbyers and other drivers only have a few seconds to catch your message, so make it count. Use large, legible fonts and concise wording. Please, unless it's in your brand kit, don't use uppercase text. It's yelling. Messaging needs to convey that personality or character of the business, so take that into consideration. You need to highlight key information like your business name, services, and a short tagline if you have that explains what you do. Bullet points can help you break down that information and make it easier to digest. And don't forget QR codes directly to your website for a passerby. You might place that on the back of the vehicle. Really bloody handy. Number 3, incorporating images and graphics. High quality images and graphics can make your vehicle stand out. Choose images that are relevant to your business and are visually appealing. Graphics should be high resolution to avoid pixelation when scaled. However, ensure images do not clutter the overall design. They should complement and enhance your message, not distract from it. Now, I know I'm going to hear business owners groaning, going, "Oh my God, Sam, how do you choose one photo? You need a hero shot that's not going to date people." Additional tip. So, with your images, think about that audience alignment, your target market. Will that image appeal? Does it convey what you're offering? No use having a photo of high heel shoes if you're selling ladders. Hopefully, that is such a comparison or a distinctive opposition that you'll understand what I mean. Number 4. Contact information and call to action. Make it easy for potential customers to contact you. Include your essential information like your phone number, your website, and social media handles. A QR code is a great addition, allowing people quickly to scan and access your website or contact information. And always, if you can, include a clear call to action, such as call us, call me today. Call today. Whatever you want to do, but have it clear and concise. Visit the website for more information also, or an arrow with the website link. You know what I mean. Number 5, design and placement considerations. The design should be visually appealing but not overwhelming. Ensure that that key information is visible from all angles of the vehicle. Avoid placing critical information in areas that might be obscured by the vehicle's design, such as the back windows. It's important to strike a balance between an attractive design and practicality. Your signage should enhance your vehicle's look without distracting other drivers on the road. Branding consistency and design. Think about what could be on the rear of the vehicle, the side, the bonnet, or the roof. Make sure you get some mock-ups. Most signage businesses have in-house designers and will simply take a photo of your car and use the designs laid out over it. And I'd be asking for 3 or 4 options. It doesn't hurt to see different opportunities for enhancing that look of the car and getting that message across. Now, last of all, common mistakes to avoid. While vehicle signage can be highly effective, there are common pitfalls to watch out for. Avoid overloading your vehicle with too much information, because that can make that signage hard to read and less impactful. Poor design choices, such as clashing colours or hard-to-read fonts, can also undermine your message. Investing in a professional vehicle signage look and feel, wrap, whatever you like to call it, is a really smart move for many small businesses. It enhances that brand visibility, can reach a broad audience. Just think about if you're on the road all the time. Just think of that potential audience. And it can turn every trip, not to mention every parking spot, into a marketing opportunity. My Moth has gained many new clients just by going to the local supermarket and or parking outside. If he travels outside the region, same deal. We can usually tell if he's gone to another suburb, for example, in Melbourne, or he's gone to another regional area across Victoria, because people will ring from that area code and I think, oh, I know where he's been today. Anywho, consider these 5 tips and good luck in creating effective vehicle signage that drives your business forward. Excuse the pun, but you know what I mean. If you want to stand out on the road or where you park, consider getting your vehicle wrapped. Have a great day. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the 5-Minute Business Boost. For more information, follow me on socials, sign up for my newsie, or check out my website to see how we can work together to reach your small business goals. Remember, anything is possible, especially in the northeast of Victoria. Until next time, cheerio.